Flying with your face uncovered. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News. Masks are no longer required on planes, trains, and public transportation, at least when it comes down to federal mandates. Fox's Alicia Acuna tells us a federal judge struck down the requirement, saying masks may be helpful, but the CDC overstepped its authority.
It did not take long for those masks to start coming off. After the ruling, the TSA announcing effective immediately, TSA will no longer enforce its security directives and emergency amendment requiring mask use on public transportation and transportation hubs.
The judge overturned the mask mandate. My company is...
Yeah.
At this moment, if you choose to, you may remove your mask.
Most major airlines giving employees and passengers the option to remove their masks.
No word on whether the Biden administration will appeal the ruling. The mandate was scheduled to expire next month. Much of the eastern seaboard has been dealing with a spring nor'easter. David Roth with the National Weather Service.
Flood watch for portions of the east from Delaware northward through portions of New Jersey, eastern Pennsylvania, you know, just to the southeast of the snow area, and portions of far southeast New York and southwest Connecticut.
There are scattered power outages and street flooding. The western city of Lviv in Ukraine is cleaning up after the first missile strikes there. This survivor spoke with reporters.
Just managed to park the car, and there was an explosion. I didn't even understand. Didn't understand what happened.
Meanwhile, Russia has widened its offense against the eastern Ukraine region known as the Donbas, where most of the population speak Russian. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
COVID cases are on the rise in New York City, but as we hear from Fox's Gary Baumgarten, there are no new mandates in the offing.
Mayor Eric Adams declining to commit to re-implementing mask and vaccine mandates, even though his own health department says they may be necessary. The health department says the mayor should consider reinstating mask mandates for schools and proof of vaccination for restaurants because the COVID risk level has reached medium. But Adams says hospitalizations and deaths are at a steady level, and he won't consider mandates unless those numbers go up. In New York, Gary Baumgarten, Fox News.
L.A. County D.A. George Gascon is winning praise from, of all people, criminals.
Fox News has obtained exclusive jailhouse audio of a convicted gang murderer named Luis Angel Hernandez boasting that he is going to get George Gascon's name tattooed on his face, and he calls George Gascon a champ for dropping his gang and gun enhancements. Another murderer from behind his cell in prison toasting one of his cellmates with prison moonshine, smiling, saying, hey, we're going home on this George Gascon directive. A 26-year-old transgender child molester boasting that nothing is going to happen to him and he's not going to face any prison time because George Gascon refused to prosecute him as an adult.
Fox's Bill Malugin. In Stockton, California, a man in his 40s stabbed a 15-year-old girl, killing her. School Superintendent John Ramirez Jr. says the school was able to detain the killer.
When the incident happened, there were staff immediately there. It happened so quick that they weren't able to stop it, but they were there immediately, hence why the assailant was able to be detained and taken into custody immediately.
No word on a motive for the stabbing. I'm Roger Stern, Fox News.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Ben Domenech, Fox News contributor and editor of the Transom.com daily newsletter. And I'm inviting you to join a conversation every week. It's the Ben Domenech Podcast.
Subscribe and listen now by going to FoxNewsPodcasts.com.